The Justice Department indictment against 14 individuals includes racketeering, wire fraud, and money laundering charges. Prosecutors say it was all part of a scheme that involved sports media executives agreeing to pay millions of dollars in exchange for marketing rights to FIFA tournaments. Former U.S. prosecutor John Malcolm says federal prosecutors had all the evidence they needed.
The U.S. financial system is a hub for a lot of transactions that take place around the world, and so either monies were deposited into the United States, or certainly money flowed through the United States. And the allegations are that there were shell companies set up and nominees to make these payments and accept these payments, so a lot of money was being washed clean, money laundered through the U.S. system.
Malcolm says the growing lure of big sponsorship dollars is a cause of concern for nations trying to compete fairly both on and off the field.
It is nonetheless growing in popularity, and we compete and American companies compete heavily for marketing rights and the right to host these games. Some of the companies that have already pled guilty to corrupting this system and depriving victims of money that rightfully belonged to them and not into the pockets of corrupt officials were U.S.-based companies.
Others point to corruption allegations involving FIFA, which awards each World Cup tournament to a host nation. The rejection by FIFA of the U.S. bid for the 2022 games awarded to Qatar particularly rankled U.S. officials, according to economist Andrew Zimbalist.
There was already information that people had at the time that people were buying votes, that this, the former head of soccer in Qatar, Bin Hammam, was doing some politicking and some greasing of palms for several years. There were already indications that there was a collaboration that went all the way up to Mr. Blatter.
Zimbalist says U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch wanted to make a strong statement about concerns over FIFA corruption in a sport in which the U.S. wants a bigger role. And he says the U.S. has greater resources than many other nations to fight corruption.
The United States has been a world leader. We've been a world's policeman, if you will, of sorts since World War II. And I think it's generally more comfortable for the United States to assume that kind of a posture than it is for many other countries.
FIFA says it is cooperating with both the U.S. probe and a separate investigation by Switzerland into the winning bids for the 2018 and 2022 games. Authorities in Zurich have arrested seven FIFA officials. Robert Raffel, VOA News.